From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller in Washington. Catherine Gibson reports the United States presented for the first time pieces of what it said were Iranian weapons supplied to the Iranian-aligned Houthi militia in Yemen.
The U.S. Defense Department put the fragments of weaponry on display and explained how it concluded that they came from Iran. It described the evidence as conclusive evidence that Tehran was violating U.N. resolutions. The arms included charred remnants of what the Pentagon said was an Iranian-made short-range ballistic missile fired from Yemen on November 4th at King Khalid International Airport outside Riyadh, as well as a drone and an anti-tank weapon recovered in Yemen by Saudi Arabia. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
An Islamic extremist suicide bomber has killed at least several people at a police academy in the Somali capital of Mogadishu Thursday. Somali's deputy police commander Mukhtar Hussein Afran said police were preparing for the 74th anniversary of Police Day. As they started their exercise, a suicide bomber came in and blew himself up. Afran said 18 police officers were killed and 15 others injured. Somalia's al-Shabaab extremist rebels quickly claimed responsibility for the explosion. Pakistan and Afghanistan have agreed for the first time to place liaison officers at each other's military headquarters for better security coordination, and Islamabad is awaiting a formal response from Kabul for its proposal for opening a wide-ranging bilateral dialogue. Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman Mohammad Faisal discussed the rare progress Thursday in a relationship that's traditionally plagued by suspicion and mistrust. This is VOA News.